catchphrases, buzzwords. I love them. I love catchphrases and buzzwords. They grab our attention, especially anything in advertisement. Advertising for a product or a service. If we see it on the billboard or see something on TV or hear it on the radio, whatever it is, it creates a bond with us, ourselves, and this product. That's the magic of advertisement. We may not even know a whole lot about this product or service, but you know, when you hear that jingle in your mind from that commercial, you just have to have it. I remember hearing the local ads as a boy in my hometown of Zanesville, and I still remember this one ad. It was a car dealership called Finks, F-I-N-K, and at the end of each little radio commercial, quick as a wink, you can deal with Finks. Now, God help me, fifth grade version of me, I could barely get through math class and memorization and things like that, but I could go through all the radio ads and jingles and things like that. It just stays with you. It stays with you. And today, in our liturgical year, this day dedicated to the Magi, or the Epiphany of the Lord, it just sticks with us. It's like clockwork for us. Maybe we hear that familiar hymn, We Three Kings. We bust out the three kings from our nativity sets, from those boxes or cabinets or wherever they are. And as we see, these three kings, according to the tradition, they bring gold, frankincense, and myrrh. We know that. We know that. And even in Matthew's gospel, we know that in the days of King Herod, these magi appeared from the east. They see this star rising, and they have come to do him homage. Now, we don't know where these three guys came from. We don't know the exact country, their own individual names. We don't know exactly. But we do know this. We know that they were making a journey of faith. That might be a catchphrase in our Christian experience. Making a journey of faith. We use that phrase all the time. Or maybe another phrase we use is, life is like a roller coaster. So what does this mean? Making a faith journey, or a journey of faith. We look to the Magi. Again, not knowing where they came from, but they wanted to see the God-man. They wanted to see this infant. And we begin to see that these three kings, they're closing the gap. They're closing the gap between the human and the divine. And that is what God is doing throughout all of Revelation, throughout all of history, closing that gap. Because you and I, we've heard of this phrase before. God is the big guy upstairs. I hate that phrase. I don't know what that means. God is the big guy upstairs. What does that mean? What does that mean? It means, really, you and I sometimes experience that divide, that distance with God. God is up there and I am here doing my thing. But remember, what do we do every Sunday in Mass? In the Creed, what do we pray every Sunday? That God became one of us. God became human and divine. That gap is closing. And so while you see this gap that's closing, what else do you see happening? We see an openness that is taking place. A true sense of being inclusive. These three guys, these magi, they become one of the first Gentiles or non-Jewish people to experience the revelation, the openness of God. So in this openness of God, what is God telling us ultimately? God is telling us that tribalism, cutting people off, has no place in our world. It has no place in God's reality, right? Tribalism. Putting people in one box, this box, that box, because of a political belief, this, that, and the other thing. Tribalism has no place in God's revelation. And as we just heard from Paul, who's driving that point home, Paul is the first disciple, the first apostle to the Gentiles, the non-Jewish people. Because if we remember in the scriptures, Peter and Paul, right, they get together, they say, all right, Peter, you take care of the Jewish people. Paul, you take care of the Gentiles. 1, 2, 3, break. And what do we see happening? Paul is running around kingdom come, telling the world that we are co-heirs, that we are partners in this great mission that Christ has promised us. Truly, truly amazing. Paul living out those words of Matthew's gospel. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations. So that's what we see happening right in front of us. So how do we, you and I, how do we describe the church? How do we describe this reality that we are in right now? If we take a look, the church can be described in many, many different ways. A whole list of how we describe the church. We can say the church is the city of God. The church is the Tower of David. The church is the new Israel. I could be here all day listing off all these things. But after the Second Vatican Council, we see that the church fathers are describing the church as the body of Christ, or the people of God. I love that. The people of God. So we are on this pilgrimage of faith. We are just like the Israelites going through the desert. But God is there. God is here. God is with us. So we know that these phrases are not just empty buzzwords that we say, because we can hide behind buzzwords or catchphrases, but do we know what's going on? Do we know what is happening? And that's why today we celebrate these three individuals who give praise and adoration to God. And the church even more tries to expound upon that. Like at the Second Vatican Council, the council says that by the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit gives these gifts to all individuals, not just the priests or the religious, because if it was just the priests, good gravy, we'd be in a lot of trouble. But a lot of trouble right now in the church. The Holy Spirit gives graces to everyone. Again, that tribalism has no place. There's no caste system in the church. So when we learn to receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit, whatever those gifts might be, because we each have different gifts, different talents, and things like that. But once we learn to share those with others, share those within the church, then that renewal will come into the world and into the church. Even when things don't seem like they're going that well. So we know that the Holy Spirit, the grace of God, it forces us to be open, to move forward, just as the Magi did. So this morning, the Epiphany is just trying to teach us one simple lesson. And that is, faith is real. Faith is concrete. It has to be. In word, in sacrament, in deed, and in the person right in front of you. It's real. Faith is a lot more than a catchphrase or something you find on a bumper sticker or something like that. So what will you and I give to the Lord today? How will we honor the Lord? The Magi, they brought those gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. great treasures in the ancient world. But what do we bring? Maybe we can bring patience, understanding, our time, maybe more gentleness to an individual. That's how we give adoration to our Lord, praise to our Lord. So let us pray that we may have the courage, as the Magi did, as they were coming from the east, to constantly seek and give adoration to our loving God.